The upcoming Bethel City election is shaping up to be a historic one. Of the 7 seats, 5 are open for election. On top of that, there's a court order, an alcohol question, a possible tax question, and a pregnancy. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
Potential candidates have never had more opportunities of getting on the council. A supermajority of seats will be open when voters head to the polls on October 6th. The circumstances are the result of a few factors. For one, the 2007 election marked the end of 3-year terms and a switch exclusively to 2-year terms. Also, there have been 2 council resignations over the last few years, which is also throwing off the timing. The city also recently settled a lawsuit with Yupik elders represented by the Native American Rights Fund and the ACLU of Alaska. At a previous meeting, Councilmember Hugh Diamond said that will be a factor in the upcoming election.
And we are under basically an injunction to do things differently than we've been doing in the past, or add to what we've been doing.
That includes training and providing translators of bilingual ability in Yupik and English, and reporting to the Federal District Court about language assistance. It also includes sample ballot translations of ballot questions. There will be at least 1 ballot question in this election, and there could be 2. One will ask Bethel residents if the city should revoke local option. That would have the effect of ending restrictions on alcohol importations and would open the possibility for alcohol sales in town. Currently, alcohol can be imported and consumed, but it cannot be bought or sold. The council is also considering a ballot question that would ask Bethel voters if they want to make the 6% sales tax permanent. And while all this is going on, the person in charge of running the elections may not be available.
I am due September 18th.
Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler.
I'm not planning on taking any maternity leave prior to the delivery. However, when I do deliver, I will be taking 6 weeks off.
Strickler says she will return to work for the election if she is able to, but there's no guarantee. The city council has been seeking a replacement to fill in as acting city clerk and is currently accepting applications. But the council has made some contingency plans. Councilmember Dan Leinberger.
I think election is something that you can't really hope it goes well. It has to go well. We want to make absolutely sure that this is done and runs like a Swiss watch.
To that effect, the council voted to hire someone to handle the election. Strickler said she's well qualified for the work.
She actually goes around the state of Alaska and trains for elections.
The council allotted $6,000 to pay a private clerk for hire, but not everyone was happy with the price tag. Councilmember Dan Leinberger.
At a rate of $750 a day, and gosh darn, I'm in the wrong business.
But council decided the price tag was worth it for leaving the election in capable hands. Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook.
We would be getting a little more peace of mind as it were just winding down a lawsuit concerning elections, and to have somebody experienced with elections on this particular election is probably the most important one that we could want some experience on rather than having somebody new.
As the city looks for an acting clerk to fill in for the entire 6 weeks of Strickler's leave, Strickler is still accepting candidacy forms for those that want to serve 2 years on Bethel City Council. The deadline to submit is August 30th. I'm Shane Iverson.